having been in office, and you've been in office too, at different types, we have always opposed increasing government. Those are people who say, I favor limited government. They often don't know what that means, but they do know the effect of it, and they don't want government telling them what to do. Well, I have always said for a long time, bureaucrats do nothing but slow down the process. Now, you do need some, obviously, to do some portions. However, there's a philosophy out there, William, just speak to it briefly here, and that is the concept that economic activity driven by government spending, which never produces a product, doesn't produce any kind of a service that really contributes to the GDP, there are some out there who'd like to factor that in and say that's equivalent to the output of private business, people actually building homes, building roads, making products of various types. Separate those two a little bit and just speak a little bit about the benefit of private economy production versus government output and how these things are measured.
Well, Sam, it's a great point. You know, if you go to a business owner that builds highways for a living and you give them a job and say, listen, I need you to create 100 miles of a highway from this location to this location, that private business owner is going to be able to do it faster, cheaper, and quicker than it would if it went through the federal government, because there's so much red tape involved, and this department has to be involved before this department has to get involved. And private sector economies always do much better than government sector economies where the government's in charge of a project. I mean, just take a look at historically some of the things like the shovel-ready product programs that Barack Obama promised, where really none of that money went back into the economy, very little of it went back into the economy. If they would have taken that money and given it to the private sector to create jobs, believe me, the unemployment rate would have went down much quicker and much faster under his administration if those monies would have went into private public companies that were willing to create infrastructure or willing to create jobs. So there's so much red tape in trying to get things done. And, you know, I was a mayor at one point in time, and, you know, if you wanted to build a building, you know, you had the codes enforcement, and, you know, just I'm just talking about local red tape. And when you start doing things on the federal level and you want to create a federal product, for example, when was the last time we built an airport in the United States?
You know,
the answer to that is Panama. That was and I can't remember what year it was, but it was Panama was the last money that we spent in building airports in the United States. Now, China last year alone built 100 new airports in China. And listen, I'm not saying I believe in, you know, how China handles their democracy. I'm just saying that if we were to give money to the private sector to build airports or to build highways or to build infrastructure or, you know, to create, give money to Boeing or Lockheed Martin to create defense systems, those companies are going to be able to do it a lot better, a lot more efficient, a lot quicker than any type of government bureaucracy would allow them to. So getting rid of the red tape, cutting down the size of the government, and handing some of those responsibilities back to the public sector is a positive for all of us because it creates more jobs, there's more money that goes into Social Security, there's more money, more people that are employed, and, you know, for the first time in history, well, I shouldn't say in history, since 1971, the rate of unemployment between black unemployment and white unemployment is 3.1%, and black unemployment has dropped to 6.8% under Donald Trump's administration. It didn't happen under Bill Clinton's administration, it didn't happen under Barack Obama's administration, but we've seen the lowest unemployment rate for black Americans since 1971 under Donald Trump's administration.